Ladies and gentlemen, we will start off with the first session of the day, Mobile Device Management for Office 365 and Microsoft Intune. Please welcome our speakers, Santa Milselvan, Solution Architect at Exchanging Private Limited and also Microsoft MVP in Windows Consumer Apps, and Shang Kwok Hao, Technical Consultant at Infront Consulting. Please give them a round of applause. Guys.
Thanks. Good morning, everyone. So, hope you have a nice morning here. Let's start the session. So, I don't want to wait for a while, so we're already running out. Okay, so this session is more about the mobile device management, especially on the cross-platform devices, which covers the Android, iOS, and Windows Phone as well. So, for today morning, I have this agenda, which we would discuss on the mobile device management capabilities on Microsoft Intune. And later, I would just give a brief about what is the roadmap for Microsoft on the Microsoft Intune or Office 365 integration. Okay, so we would just introduce about ourselves. And there is an introduction about the mobile device management, which is the Microsoft Intune, which you already have it now. And the supported devices and its capabilities. Then how do you enroll Android or iOS or Windows Phone or Windows 8 devices into your Microsoft Intune account so that you can start managing your devices, mobile devices in your company. And I would just run through a short demo on the portal, which we have to manage those devices. Then later we have a demo, how would help us to demo on iOS and Android. And I would do a demo on Windows Phone 8.1, okay? And finally, we would just give a small brief about the roadmap, which Microsoft is planning on Office 365 subscription, okay? So this is just a brief about me. I am a Windows Consumer Apps MEP. I deal more of a Windows Phone and Windows 8. So I run my own Windows user group in Windows Phone and Windows 8 user group in Singapore. So I'm more into app development as well. So if you have any questions on related to the phone development or Windows 8 development, so feel free, let me know after the session so I can help you out on the development as well. So below are the apps which I have deployed already to the store, and many people started downloading it. And if you see here, this math app is my favorite, which has reached almost 150K downloads, and I'm selling it for $2.99. And it is my favorite one. And I also have developed an app for this SEU APAC one. I'm not sure whether you heard about it. You can download it for Windows 8 and Windows Phone, not for other mobile devices, unfortunately. Okay. So this is about me. You can have my Twitter and the Facebook account and have my blog as well. So anything, you just feel free me to tweet on it. Okay. And over to Hao.
Hi, I'm Hao. So just a quick one about me. So I'm a Microsoft MEP in Enterprise Client Management. So you have any question on SCCM, Microsoft Intune, at the end of the session, you can approach me, okay? So I work at this company called Infront Consulting, been 5 years. Okay, and here is my contact detail, blog, Facebook, and email address.
So these are these about our speakers, so feel free later to contact us anytime. Okay, let's jump into the MDM. Anyone has used or heard about Microsoft Intune before? Many people, so probably you would know more about me. Yeah, so basically Microsoft Intune is kind of a service provided by Microsoft wherein you can manage your mobile devices, any devices like the Android, iOS, and Windows Phone, Windows 8 devices in your organization, which means that you can put up your policies and your company policies or your whatever your compliances into your mobile devices and push them into your devices. And recent days, more and more bring your own device concept comes in. So many people wants to just plug into your company portal or your company network and use your own laptop or your mobile devices. So Microsoft is building its own kind of services where you can manage your mobile devices easily from your platform as well. So this is a kind of a platform which uses to manage your mobile devices. So more on managing all your devices as well. So recently, Microsoft has started supporting more of cross-platform devices as well, like the iPhone and Android. Okay. So if you take the Microsoft Intune now, these are the supported platform right now. So Android 2.3.4 and later, and iOS 7.1 and later. And for Windows Phone, it even supports the RT tablet, which is the Surface RT, which you some of them might have heard about it or used it. And it also supports Windows 8.1 as well. But from my experience, is kind of Windows support is kind of very primitive, but they support more of an iPhone and Android. Okay, so regarding the capabilities of the Microsoft Intune, there are several capabilities which you can categorize into different categories, which means that device security and configuration. The device security comes in where if you type your password for more than, try your password for more than 3 times or 5 times, whether your device would be resetted or admin can reset your device right from their platform and it can push it to your mobile. So those kind of security which are already built in into the Microsoft Intune. And app management, there are certain procedures for each devices. Say for example, for Windows 8 or Windows 8.1, if you want to deploy any app with side loading, which means that it doesn't have to go through your store. Most of the time, mobile devices, all the app which you start to download, it is pushed or published into your Windows Store. Then you download it. But there are few apps which are specific to company, which you don't want to really put it into the store. You want to sideload it, which means that it is specific to your company. So it will not be in your store. The administrator can push it into your mobile. So those kind of app which you want to deploy it, there are certain procedures to it. You just get the certificate from Apple or the APN certificate or the certificate from Microsoft on the Windows 8. Then you do the side loading. So those kind of app management is also there. And you can restrict what app can be installed on the devices and what not to be and what are the actions to be done on the app. So those features are also there in Microsoft Intune. So you can do the app management as well. And regarding the company resource access, those profiles you can create in, like especially for the Exchange, it has a very tight integration with the Exchange server. So if your email is on the Exchange server, they have more rules to it. So later in Office 365, they have a separate Exchange server policies, wherein what are the details, like what should be your password, and those compliances, profiles, those can be also managed. And finally, there is an inventory, which means that say for an organization, you have multiple devices connected to the Microsoft Intune. Right from your portal, you can see what are the mobile devices and how many devices are jailbroken or whether you really want to allow a mobile device which is jailbroken, and it gives you an alert. It is kind of a neat, pretty dashboard. Later I would show it in the portal. It's a kind of a pretty decent dashboard which is already there, which shows you what are the alerts, the policies. For example, if some of the mobile try to deviate from the policies, it shows you a red alert. So you can start debugging those reports as well. So pretty kind of comprehensive report which is already there in the Intune, so which is easy for you to manage as well. So those capabilities also there. So later we would just show the demo as well. Okay, so regarding the process of enrollment, there are several processes for each device specific to device capabilities as well. For Android, it is pretty simple. It's easy to configure. But for Apple and for Microsoft devices, you need to have certain certificates. For Apple, you need to have the APN certificate. And for the Windows, if you really want to do the side loading, you need the certificate. If you don't want to do the side loading and you want to just manage the devices, you don't really need the certificate. You can start just plug into the device and start using it. So basically, before you start enrolling a device, you need to know, you need to set up your mobile as a platform. So Microsoft also supports SCCM, where you can start managing your mobile. You need to make sure that whether you really want to monitor through SCCM or your Microsoft Intune. That is the base thing you should know before setting up. Then on the Intune, you create a authority, mobile authority, which is kind of a pretty much a wizard where you set the authority. That is the base for Microsoft Intune, which is all in the portal. So right now, there is a 30-day trial. You can always try it out. It's free. So we are also using that 30-day trial to do the demo. It's just full feature is all available at the 30 days. Some of the group policies which are not there in the 30-day trial, but almost you get the feel of what is the Microsoft Intune in 30-day trial with this Microsoft Intune account. So you set the authority. Later you configure each mobile devices. So for Apple, as I mentioned, you APN, and for Microsoft, you have the certificate. Android, nothing. It is you just start using it. Okay. And later you just set the policies or whatever based on your mobile devices. Okay. So I have another slide which tells you the details about BYOD and COID and shared devices. Basically, BYOD is nothing but bring your own device, a personal device which you start to connect it to your network. Okay, any device. It can be any device you just bring in, start connecting to your network. Then your admin has a rights to restrict not to do like your password policies or whatever. CYOD, which is nothing but the corporate devices where it is you, all the devices is given from your corporate, which means that anything you do with the network or anything you do with this devices, it is given by your corporate. So you cannot like, it's like pre-configured. It's like your laptop where it is pre-configured, you cannot do anything. So those have this. And the shared device is nothing but kind of a kiosk or a tablet, which you place it somewhere in the point of sale network, but your device belongs to you. And you would configure, sometime you would configure a user, say for example, an administrator. Then the administrator has the full control over the devices. They place it somewhere in the general store or to a student or somewhere. So you have a user or a userless. Userless is mainly supported only in iPhone or the iOS. So the user supported, the shared devices mostly they support only for the Apple kind of the devices. Android, I have not seen. Maybe they might support, but mainly they support for the iPad because nowadays point of sales, more of an iPad devices comes in, so they want to put up the plan for the iPad. Okay, so this is about the devices. If you see the device users, you would know that the BYOD, of course, you are the owner, so you are the device owner. And for the corporate, there would be an assigned owner, or the device would be given to you, or later it would be given to someone else. So it all depends on the specific user. And for the shared user, shared device, of course, you don't know who is going to use it because you might place it in the kiosk or somewhere. So it is just to play around. And similarly, who owns it and who can enroll and reset all those things, it's mainly on the administrator perspective because these devices are connected to the portal. So the IT admin or those people would start configuring it. Okay. So this is about your device enrollment or the type of enrollment which you have currently in your Microsoft Intune. Okay, so now, basically, if you sign up to your Microsoft Intune account, what happens is it comes with three portals already. One is the account portal, admin console, and the company portal. So these portals are already there where you start to manage your devices. So later, my friend Hao would run through those portal as well. So the account portal, take our control.
So the account portal is basically when you sign up, so you can manage your Office 365, Windows, Microsoft Intune, all your subscription will be listed in here. So in a way, you can add your user administrator in here who can manage which subscriptions, like for instance, Office 365, Centermill is managing it, Intune I'm managing it, things like that, okay? So this is the admin console. So this is your one-stop center to perform all the capabilities that CenterMill presented earlier on. For instance, here is where you can see all your devices that you are currently managing. So for now, we have mobile devices for Android, iOS, and also Windows. Besides that, Windows computer is also supported as well. Okay. Next is the alert and applications. Okay, so here is where you can upload your application, your managed applications, and then you can perform your deployment here as well. Okay.
Here you can even specify the external app. For example, for Windows or any devices, if there is already an app published in, you know that in your company this is a trusted app wherein I can allow into your company. You just grab the URL, just add it here. So what happens is Intune will start to manage that as an app, and it will allow to install into your mobile device as well. It doesn't have to be really your app to be uploaded. It can be any URL.
Yeah, and that we call it external link. Okay. And here is where you manage all your policy, exchange policy, mobile device policy, and also things like application management policy, things like that, whatever policy that it is supported. And reports, you can find it here. There are plenty of useful reports that you can use of. And finally, the admin is the administration stuff, which you configure the enrollment of the iOS, Windows site loading key, and also your company portal informations, things like that. Okay, and finally, let me re-log in.
So basically, if you see here, there are three portals which are open. So this gives you the rough idea.
So this is actually the portal for user interface, okay? This I will talk more when we entering the mobile devices management for iOS, Android, and also Windows.
If you notice here, in his account, you would see two devices, which is one is Android and one is iPad. And if I log in with my account, I manages only the Windows devices. So those devices which are configured and policies are created, it's specific to groups even. So you can assign a person and you can try to do who's managing what devices. So if you have IT admin who is specific to Windows, his account will be managing only the Windows related devices. So it is pretty much easier to configure. So
iOS enrollment. So it is pretty easy to enroll iOS devices. First, you just need to go to the App Store, download the Microsoft Intune portal. Okay. Next, it will start installing. Once install finish, just click on the app with your log in with your account ID that your IT administrator have given to you. Then click on enroll. Okay. Then a warning will pop up, warning that once you agree, things like the administrator can wipe out your devices, just be careful, okay? Install. Then once it is installed, it will authorize to manage your device. Click done. Then there it is. You will receive a message saying that your device have already enrolled, okay? Then from there, if the IT administrator has already have an application that pre-deployed to you, it will automatically install and push to you. Okay. So now let me go through the portal again. So one thing I want to share with you all here is the new iOS application management policy, and also later on the Android application management policy. So in here, we can actually manage the application. For instance, we can manage the apps like prevent, copy and paste, and it is only allowed to the managed apps, okay? Next also, we can we can set things like require PIN in order to access some of your company managed apps. Okay. Besides that, next thing I would like to demo is how do we deploy a applications. You see, I have already uploaded pretty much of applications, and most of them is external link. If you see size here, means it is your own application and it is upload to the cloud storage. But if you don't see any size mentioning here, most of them are actually external link. So what happens if a user click install, it will direct you into the App Store or Google Play Store or even the Windows Application Store, okay? So for instance, now let me deploy a Microsoft OneNote. So how do I deploy? So just right click on it. Click on the user group or device group that you want to deploy. Next. So it is a mandatory for all the iOS user. Let's put it as required. So mobile app management. So whether do I want to push out the application management policy into it as well? So let's say I push out to it and the policy detail is underneath below it. Okay, so you can review it. Do I need to push out a VPN profile for the user? So nope. Finish. Okay, in a while, then the iPad should receive it. So now let's move to the iPad. So while waiting for the application to arrive, okay, you can see here no OneNote is installed in my iPad. So one thing I want to show you is the company portal for the devices. So this is how exactly how the company portal looks like. Okay, from here you can browse the apps that available to you. Okay, this takes some time. And it is depends on the connectivity. Okay, so these are the apps that are available to you in the App Store of your Microsoft Intune. Okay, you can select them and install it if you want. For example, I can click on the link. Okay, then it will direct you to a link store to a App Store. Then from there, you can click on install. Get and install, things like that. Okay. So another thing is the app management policy. So for example, in order to access the app managed by your company, you have to key in some PIN. For example, I need to key in a PIN. Then from here, I can modify the documents from the words. So one thing that really cool is, so in the policy, I have already initiated that it prevent the user from copy and paste. Let's say I'm copying this thing and trying to put it into the notes or even the internet, Facebook, things like that. Let's see. New notes. Okay. So you can see the paste option is disabled. But what happens if I try to do it in my managed apps, for example, Excel? So open a new blank book. So let's see. So you can see, so I'm able to paste it into the managed apps. So in a way, you can prevent the data leakage or data transfer out from your managed apps to your local devices, the user local devices. Okay.
How about the print screen?
The print screen, okay. Talking about print screen, Android is supporting preventing user from print screen as well. So, but then we don't have the projector to project the iOS devices into the screen, we might need to use the camera as well.
So basically for Android, what happens is you have several software which you can able to project your Android screen into your desktop, but have you heard about the Droid at screen app, which is the Android app? So what happens is, for Android app, they even stop the print screen, so we cannot even project the managed app into the desktop as well. So Microsoft has even done that. They have gone to that extent, they can even stop the print screen as well. So we are forced to use the camera here.
So for example, I want to print screen some of the important document. So you can see.
Unable to print. So you can't even do the print screen in Android as well.
Yeah. So but then if I try to print screen it from outside the managed apps, I can do it. Okay. Also, there is a new application launched by, oops.
Cable issue. Yes.
Back on. Did you saw the demo just now? Nope. Please. Okay. Then we shall redo then. Okay. For example, I'm trying to copy out some information from this particular information. Let's treat it as highly confidential, okay? So the user trying to capture the screen because he couldn't save as, he couldn't copy out. So he's trying to capture the screen, but the print screen, the screen capture functions is disabled as well. But then if I try to print screen from outside the application, I'm able to. See, just that it blocked from the apps layer, and it doesn't affect the user devices, things like that. Okay, so Microsoft Intune also launched a managed app browser. You can block URL or allow URL from this managed app browser. For instance, if I browse to Bing.com. Yeah, the user have no failure to access that. But if I go to Google, oops, sorry. Yeah, you are blocked from accessing it. So in a way, you can block user from going through some of the website, things like that. Okay, that's a part of my demo.
Now, so these are these features are the comprehensive feature which are available in iOS and the Android. But unfortunately, these feature, if you see here, most of them is not there in Windows. Because, I don't know, maybe for Windows Phone 8.1, I could see that those policies were more of an app publishing or more of restricting the app, more of uploading the app and managing the apps as well. So later I would run a demo on the Windows Phone, the same Intune.
You want to go through this?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have it. Okay. No, you said disabled.
Yeah. So basically for Windows, what you should do is, it's the same as an iPhone. What you can just download the company portal app. This is the app which you just download from the Windows Store. So after you get the Windows Store app, you just start launching it, add an account. This account is nothing but your company email account or whatever the account which you try to use it inside your corporate. Then once your account is added, what it does is, it creates a workspace. Say for example, whatever the workspace which I have configured with my company name, which is the Exchanging. So once it has configured, then you launch a device, so it logins to your workspace. So once the workspace is done, what happens is your device would be kind of enrolled here. So you can later change your device name, or you can manage your device inside your network here. See here, by default it assigns By default it assigns some random name, then later you can change your device name. So you have, you can able to change your device name and then set it into your enrollment. So once the device is enrolled, then you are into a corporate network. So whatever the app which is allowed to install, only those app would be installed in your mobile devices. If you have already installed certain apps, what happens is those apps will be disabled. The app will be there in your phone, but it will be disabled and you cannot use it. There will be a clear distinction that this app is disabled. Check your company administrator. So, but the app which is specific to Microsoft, like Office, especially for Windows Phone, the Office apps, your calculator or whatever the predefined apps, those apps will be allowed to use. I cannot restrict on that as well. I don't know why, maybe. So all the other apps which I want to push in, so I can enable and disable in my company network. So I just connected to my Windows Phone. Okay, so this is my Nokia Lumia 920, where I can project my screen there. So this is my start screen. So hopefully most of the people might have seen it the first time, I guess. I don't know. Okay, so this is the app. If you see here, the company portal app is there, which is already there. And if I move into the other app list, this phone, I install several games or the apps before I configure my Microsoft Intune. So if you see here, all the other apps are also there, and there is a clear distinction that these apps are disabled. So I allow only specific apps, but those apps which comes with the device only stays. The other apps like the games like the fingerprint games or whatever, which are all disabled. So you can't launch them. If you try to open it, it would say that this app has been disabled by your company policy, you are not allowed to.
So you're not able to talking with Tom anymore.
Okay, but if you see this Office and OneDrive and OneNote, OneDrive I published it, so it is a managed app. Office, it comes out of the box with the Windows Phone. So you don't have to really install it, so I cannot restrict those, okay? And this company app portal, if you launch in, I just sign in with my account. It takes a while because maybe the wireless here. So you log in with your company network. So once you log in, you would see all the managed app which I published it in the network, in the company network. So those apps, see here, I just allow only these three apps to be managed there. The SEASPC, which is nothing but the previous app which I deployed for SharePoint conference. So you can install that, OneDrive and Link. So this app, if you click on that, what it does is it goes to the Windows Store, then you can start installing it. And it gives you the details which I configured, okay? So if you see the details here, the app name and the details, it comes from the company portal. It is not the real full detail of the original app. So I decide myself that what should be the details in this app as well, okay? And I can install it. And if you try to install, if you go to the store, and try to install certain app. For example, now I am into the Windows Store. I try to download this SU APAC, which is the app which I developed for. So I block that app even. So if I block the app, you see here, there is no install button on the bottom. And there would be a message saying that this app is blocked for your device. So if you click on that, it would give you details that your company has blocked this, so you cannot install this app. So later you need to speak to your administrator that this app is a mandatory, I need to do this. Then he can push it, then it becomes like enabled. And he can even push it into your mobile as well. So this is kind of a company portal which is already been designed. Okay, so this is about the apps.
Yeah, talking about the app push, just now you mentioned earlier, and I would like to hijack some of your time, okay? So The OneNote for iPad has just arrived. So this is a push. We didn't, the user didn't go to the App Store and initiate the download. So what it will do, it will push up a notification saying that the website, manage.microsoft.com, is about to install and manage your manage the particular app. So you just the user just need to click on install and enter the App Store account if possible. So no. Oops. Where is it?
Maybe yep. It takes
away. So and it should be appear in a time. Yeah. So
takes a while.
Yeah. So if let's say your device got wiped out or you have a new device, then if you log in with your Intune's ID, all the particular pre-deployed app that assigned to you as mandatory will auto-install. So in a way that the user can always get the application that they require, things like that. Okay. So
go to the portal?
Yep.
The Windows.
So
we still have 10 minutes.
Yeah.
I just show the device or what?
No, the policies.
The policies.
Yeah. Basically, I just want to show you the policies which are different for Windows Phone. If you see here, the policy is very, very limited. So these are the policies, only policies available in Windows Phone. If you see the policies for iOS and the Android, you have seen so many policies like you cannot copy paste, you cannot do the screenshot, but for Windows Phone 8.1 specifically, only these policies are available apart from the password policies. Okay? For password, Windows Phone policies is kind of the same standard security policies. You can enforce that every time when you log into the device, you should have a password, or you can even have alphanumeric password, and you can push any kind of restriction to the security. But for the policies as such, right now for Windows Phone, support is kind of a bit limited from the iPhone and the Android. Okay. So this is about the Microsoft Intune.
This slide?
Basically, for Office 365. We don't have the slide. Okay. Mm-hmm. Maybe just leave it in the last demo slide. Okay. So this is the Microsoft Intune. Later for, actually it should have been here. This first quarter, Microsoft is planning to integrate whatever the feature which you are seeing in plus some additional feature. They are planning to implement it in Office 365. So right now, Intune is a kind of a separate subscription. You buy it for devices. But the ongoing plan for Microsoft is to integrate with Office 365 so that everything is in one place. Yep. So those plan is still in development, and Microsoft has not announced those feature, but there is an already a blog which specifies what are the features is going to be there on the Office 365 with the Intune integration. So those feature also will come in.
Yeah,
so that would be the
because it make more sense if you think about it. So your company Exchange is managed by your Exchange team, and they allow your devices to go into the receive email, things like that. So on top of that, the Microsoft Intune team is thinking of integrating them. So allow the Exchange administrator to have more policies, more controllability on your devices, on your company devices. So it does make more sense.
Okay. So this is about the Intune. Questions?
Good. Everyone understand.
So yeah.
Yeah, you can allow them to save into the iCloud or storages in the cloud. Yep. Yeah.
This is a good question.
So anyone is using any other third party or any other apart from this for managing the devices? Like, so what? What is that?
Mobile. Yeah.
Okay.
Cool, huh?
Yeah. Basically, this Microsoft Intune is kind of primitive, which I would say, from the other third party. But you hold on. Microsoft is completely changing its in Office 365. So, if in case you are kind of renewing those other things, you just wait on.
In fact, the Microsoft team in the States are admitting them they are less competent to the others, Mobile Iron, AirWatch, things like that. But they are promising us give them 1 or 2 years. If you're subscribing to the third party, don't put a long contract. Put 1 or 2 years, then you will see Microsoft Intune in future. So,
yeah, and feel free to give us a feedback on the feedback form, and you have the lucky draw as well. So the Surface Pro 3. And one thing is like the Microsoft Intune, which I have with my subscription, is that I started managing my own devices for my personal use using the Intune as well. Say, for example, if I give my mobile to the kid, I don't want the kid to install nonsense or some games into my mobile. So personally, I started using it, Microsoft Intune, because it comes with the subscription. So it's a good one. So it restricts, it allows me to just use only the app which I enforce them. I don't allow them to use other than the specific apps. So that's all we have now. So any other questions or anything related to even Windows Phone or Windows 8?
No, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thanks.